There's some very important language on page 615, and this is very specific. It has to do with three words. Now, one of the things that Sussex County has shown a great deal of respect for is private enterprise. And experience has shown that in many cases, private enterprise can do as good or better a job, and many, many times at a lower cost than government. Virtually all of the necessities of life that we have, whether it be housing, clothing, food, fuel, entertainment, communications, come from some sort of private company, not the government. For some reason, in the area of sewage, we've decided that only government can manage that. So in the first bullet, when you're talking about existing sewer districts, you have the word prohibited. I would suggest you change that word to limited. That gives government discretion. There may be situations where you would find it appropriate to contract out, or who knows what the situation, but prohibited is a bad word. In the next bullet, primary service areas. These are areas where the county is conducting planning activities to eliminate septic systems and or serve future development and growth. And the service will receive wastewater service within 5 years. Private wastewater service providers are prohibited. Again, I would suggest limited so that you have some flexibility in an appropriate situation. And next bullet, secondary service areas. Now, these are areas where they're saying there may be service there, but it will not occur within 5 years. In other words, it's going to be longer than 5 years. And it actually says there where septic systems shall be eliminated. I don't see how you can eliminate septic systems if you're not going to provide service for more than 5 years. So again, I would suggest you change that word to limited. All right, let's see here. Economic development, I would simply like to commend you for your efforts, particularly out at the airport industrial park. But, I really think that we need to have some faith in free enterprise. I've heard some talk tonight about how we need to micromanage various things. Please, let's let the economy function. People want to do business where they have the least government intrusion. I went to an economic conference about a week or so upstate, and they were lamenting the fact that, some businesses aren't doing as well as they could. But it seemed to me that over the last quite a few years, virtually everything we've done that in regard to business is to make business more difficult or more expensive. It's just the trend. It's just the way things are. Sussex County has resisted that trend more than any other government that I'm aware of, and I would hope you would not only continue but be an advocate for that on the state level. And finally, I would like to say something about the decision-making process itself. Let's face it, many people are frustrated with how many homes are being built. Many are frustrated with how many homes are sitting out there right now. Many are frustrated with not having work, with having lost their jobs. There's a tremendous amount of economic malaise and distress right this moment. One of the reasons for that, in my view, is the fact that when it comes to housing, the decision to go has to be made, because of the length of the process, has to be made in a completely different part of the economic cycle than when their product finally starts to come out the pipeline. Now, economic cycles are not possible. They are inevitable. There's no such thing as a steady state when it comes to economics. So if you're going to have, and believe me, I understand that it's not Sussex County government that create a lot of this delay, but nevertheless, it's just, hopefully you'll keep it in mind. If a person was going to get into the housing market and they knew that the decision was relatively quick and relatively inexpensive, then they would be able to walk away from that when they realize, well, first of all, they could get their product.